Again, it's Super Bowl week, and we catch up with Marcellus Wiley every week. A lot of times we talk about his hometown, and we talk about his team, the Clippers, and Clippers were scheduled to play the Lakers tomorrow night at Staples Center, and that game has been postponed. But he's a big basketball fan, and he's a guy from L.A. that lives in L.A., and you know him from FS1 and longtime NFLer. Here is Marcellus Wiley. As an L.A. guy, Marcellus, how did you receive the news of Kobe passing away yesterday?
Oh, devastating. Heartbreaking. You just couldn't believe it. One of the stages of grief and healing is the denial. And I remember I was on the way to the airport to head down to Miami for the Super Bowl. So I get the alert, and I just thought I was being trolled. I thought someone was just doing a nasty, stupid prank. I couldn't believe it as I was reading it. And especially me on the way to an airplane, and he just supposedly had just passed in a helicopter. So just knowing Kobe over the years, being able to work with him so often, being able to see him outside the game and see him go through his highs and lows and the growing pains of plucking a kid because of his greatness in basketball and throwing him in the L.A. market and letting him become a living legend and an icon. But also going through those experiences, the highs and lows, you just had to take your hat off to his commitment to his craft and the distance that he traveled from his low points, obviously in Colorado, to who he became as a family man and devoted husband and father of four. So defeating as an athlete, as a person, to see that he sacrificed so much to live out this second act of his life. And he won't be able to do that. All those balls he dribbled, all those shots he made, all those championships he won was to play it forward for greater good. And he can't even live and bask in the joy of those experiences with his family and his kids, man. It's just so sad. No matter who you are, you had to feel something from this one, man. Life's not promised, and he became a living example of that statement.
Marcellus, obviously on both sides of the border, we're talking about this. I'm sure it's a story internationally. What's it like in Miami right now? All the media has descended on Miami for Super Bowl, and then this happens. Has it cast a pall over everything? I assume people are talking about it.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a measured experience right now because everyone has a lesser energy than normal if this would have occurred, obviously, because it preoccupies your thoughts. And it's deeper than just sports. It's touching you at your humanity levels, like a father. The father in me is so devastated, imagining that I was in that situation, imagining that if I were holding my kid, imagining that not only are you holding your kid or around your kid with that fatal ending, but you're going to depart and divorce your family forever. Like, whatever those leading moments were. I mean, I think everyone is just walking around living out episodes in their head of putting them in Kobe's place or just the mark he made in your life, whether it was his greatness on the court, his commitment. It just hurts to see someone so amazing. And I always talk about the three T's, time, talent, and treasure. We all have those gifts to give. Time, talent, and treasure in some respect. And Kobe, because of his talents and his treasure, was not allowed to borrow from that to give himself more time. How messed up is this world at times when you can't add up a great life like that and still be able to live through that existence? His sacrifice will never be fully paid off, and that's sad.
With Marcellus Wiley, our NFL insider, he's from L.A., Clippers fan. They decided to postpone that game tomorrow night. You think that's the right move?
I don't, actually. Especially when the news hit and they were doing tributes yesterday and we saw games played yesterday, I thought that they would just continue. And obviously it's going to be painful. Obviously that's part of the process, but it's therapeutic to talk about it. It's also therapeutic to play and kind of compartmentalize and put yourself in a place of solace, which is on that court, and go out there and for 3 hours at least, try your best to live through his spirit, live through his existence. But, you know, I'm not upset that they postponed it, but I thought because I saw action yesterday that I would see action tomorrow as well for them.
Yeah, I think they isolate the Lakers and every other team in the NBA. I had no issue with, you know, the Raptors were playing yesterday afternoon within hours of the news breaking, within an hour of the news breaking. And there's other games tonight. There'll be other games tomorrow night. You know, his connection to L.A. and to that organization, considering the, you know, the magnitude of the game, both teams being involved, Kawhi, Paul George, they both idolized him. I understand it. It's easy to postpone because you both play in the same building. You can find another date down the road. But as for the Super Bowl, you know, where are we going with this? We won't catch up again until Monday. How you feeling now that we get back into the real stuff here with the game itself? Are you leaning Chiefs? Are you leaning Niners? How do you feel about this matchup?
Oh, I hear the drum roll. man, this is going to be a well-contested game. This is going to be so fun. You talk about Patrick Mahomes going against another top five defense. Even though in his career he's 7-0 against top five pass defenses, so he's not affected by who he's going against and who he's facing. He's still going to be Patrick Mahomes. So I say slight edge Kansas City Chiefs. I just think that the receiving core is going to be able to compromise the secondary of the 49ers. I think it'll be a close ball game, but I'm looking for the Chiefs and that track team that they put out there, minus the batons, just running open in that zone coverage and being able to exploit the 49ers. They gave up 46 to New Orleans, and Michael Thomas is a monster, but that's not the same receiving core that the 49ers are going to see right now. So I think it's going to be slight-ass Chiefs.
Marcellus, if you were running any one of these two teams, what would your ideas be about curfew and as far as guys going out? When would it start? When would it stop? And what would kind of be the limit on it?
Yeah, I would lean on routine, obviously, because you just don't want guys to have paralysis by analysis. You know, that can happen if you say, all right, everyone locked in and 11 o'clock on Monday, and you're like, the hell? You know what I usually do on a Monday, coach? It's not this. So if you want what you see on Sundays, then you better see what you want to not see on Monday. So let me live, brother. So yeah, it's funny, Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice actually had a private beef over this when they were in the Super Bowl together, because Jerry was Mr. Lock It Down and stay focused, and Deion was like, look, dude, I've been great at what I do because I'm great at what I do off the court, off the field as well. So Deion lived his life, and Jerry locked himself in, and they both played amazing. So I think whatever floats your boat, don't get off of that. Don't try and change your course, because we all have been there. A big test. Oh, God, let me lock in. Yeah, be prepared fully, but don't go to a place where you overcorrect and you actually start to inhibit your spirit and your freedom in those moments. Let these guys live about Thursday. Hey, let's bring it in Friday for sure. Let's lock it down at the latest, and Saturday, get ready, man, because it's going to be a game that defines your life.
Marcellus, it is media night tonight, correct?
Somewhere out there, yeah.
Are you going or you're not going?
Hell no, I'm not going. I'll be press flipping tomorrow. This is Miami, brother. I'm Deion when I'm in Miami. I am not Jerry Rice. I am okay.
Okay, tell me what your plan is then. What are you doing tonight?
Right now I'm helping the bartender lose some of his stash. And then after that, I'm going to just hang out with a few friends from the show, a few execs. And, man, it's just a reunion when you're out here. It's so good. You got teammates left and right that you play with. You got idols that you looked up to when you were growing up. Hall of Famers are just walking by you and bumping elbows. And it's just craziness, man. Everyone's down here because of their love and their infatuation with the game of football. And it's just a great place to be. So it feels like Miami's just one big frat house, man. You're just walking around seeing all your buds. It's so cool.
Yeah, that would be all right. I wouldn't mind getting down there one of these years.
Well, it's nice to say media day. I'm actually not going.
Yeah, not interested in that. Nothing's really going to come out of it. And, you know, we all know the storylines. And, like, Mahomes is the star of the week, and he deserves to be. He should be. He is. But unless he is absolutely horrendous, which he's not going to be, his reputation is intact. Like, if I'm of both these quarterbacks, the true opportunity for a coming out party and to make a statement, it lies in the hands of Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, if Garoppolo can go off and have himself a game, I mean, that will truly put him on the national level in terms of recognition. Because there's a lot of doubt and trepidation when it comes to his game. Like, if he lights it up, man, he's going to get a lot of love.
Yeah, man, he needs that moment, a signature moment, because it then will attach itself to his body of work, which is really insane. Like, he's lost 5 games total. This dude is insane. He's putting up Patrick Mahomes is number one in scoring offense since he's been in the league. And guess who's number two? It's Jimmy Garoppolo, man. People are not giving him his proper due because he doesn't have a signature moment. It's something that they say in basketball a lot. It's like you need that signature series or signature moment. But it's football related as well. When you see a guy who continuously wins, continuously puts his team in position to win, whether he has to be the game manager one game or he has to go out there and light it up like he did against New Orleans. Like, whatever you need, I got you. And the biggest boost to his confidence has to come from the belief that Bill Belichick had in him to the point where he wanted Jimmy G to be the successor to Tom Brady. So I think Jimmy is just waiting for the world to recognize what he already knows, which is, at one point, I was the highest paid quarterback only after 7 games played. And literally, I have a body of work that says I am an ultimate winner. I just need that moment of championship moment to make everyone else believe.
Enjoy it down there, Marcellus. Make sure you get on the air tomorrow. I mean, that's, I know you're a pro, but if you're getting after it tonight, right, you got to show up tomorrow and get that microphone on.
Yeah, man, that's the only thing that can mess this all up.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not showing up for the game, so yep. I'll be there, bro.
All right, man, enjoy it. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again next week.
All right, take care, brothers. Have a great one.
There's Marcellus Wiley down in South Beach covering the Super Bowl on FS1. And, yeah, I mean,
that's a pretty good gig.
Not a bad gig.
Yeah.
Not a bad gig. South Beach.